Okay, Professor Godse, the INCB is called in the report to break the vicious cycle of social exclusion and drug problems. Can you tell me what you think needs to be done?
Well, I think first need the identification of those isolated, marginalized communities within the society, and then trying to make a rehabilitation of those communities, because those communities, they have the tremendous need, because they have tremendous difficulties and problems. That is why they have been attracted to the drug traffickers, and in some places become almost no-go area, even for the law enforcement and the police. Therefore, in the board, we make a set of the recommendations, first identifying the factors which causes those marginalized communities, and secondly, we just make some sort of recommendation what needs to be done. As an example, we elaborate that law enforcement is important, but not on its own. Law enforcement needs to be in a way to be the community policing, for example, in a way that to become engaged and involved in other aspects of the needs of those community, so that to build up the trust. If they get involved with the education, with employment, with social welfare, etc., then they will have the far greater respect and breaking that mold of the social isolation and marginalization.
Another issue that's highlighted in this year's report is the marketing of drugs to young people via social media. How is that actually working, and what is INCB recommending that can be done about that?
That is extremely important issue, because the internet, illicit internet pharmacies, and they are making now use of the social media. In a few years ago, they were straightforward using the email, but now they are using the chat rooms, they are using the YouTube, they are using the Facebook, and even they are using of the marketing of ordinary commodity of life, such as selling you the home furniture or electronics. But when you open and you get engaged, that actually selling you the prescription drugs and illicit drugs. And therefore, the whole aspect of that is quite sinister now, and is very widespread. In response to that, of course, board launched a couple of years ago, and a guideline which was developed by the board and some of the servers and some of the countries which they had the experience, including the International Postal Union, and that guideline is recommended to be used and to combat that situation. But I always believe that control is important, but needs also a good education of young people and the general public of the use of these sites. Is that, you know, the way which they market that is a very deceptive. And nobody on those websites, they are there to help. They are there to make money. They are international drug traffickers.